Well, it depends. If you actually use the microphone for your phone, it's, you know, something like that, you know. And I interview people by sort of going like this, you know. But I was interested in Caroline, your daughter, and the pink wheelbarrows. Why is she interested in pink wheelbarrows?
Anything that's pink. Her room's pink. Everything she wears is pink. Pink is her favourite colour. She's a girly girl. Yeah, so...
But a wheelbarrow in the bedroom wouldn't go down very well, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But that wouldn't make any odds to her. As long as it was pink, it didn't matter what the item was, she'd find a place for it. She'd probably stick it out in a garden with some flowers in it, pink flowers and purple flowers.
Okay. Well, we're on a digital story workshop around Doncaster at the moment. And we're just about to go to the market, which looks like it's more or less packed up. Just in time for us to get there. This thing always puzzles me about markets, is they seem to pack up just at the time when people...
Yeah. You want to actually go and get something. They clear up.
That's absolutely right. But it happens every market I've ever been to. They tend to pack up in the middle of the afternoon. Well, I suppose there is that.
They've got nothing to sell. People don't want to buy their crap. That could be it. Just given up and gone home.
You could be right.
Amazing, and they've run out of stock.
I
you
think
could
it's
take that.
The clientele, actually. They put their stores all ready for the senior clientele who come down first thing in the morning when. Yeah, they do. They're barging one another. Yeah, and they buy all their goods, and then by 2 o'clock, they've all gone back home for their hot chocolate. I'm not stereotyping by any way.
Very interesting point of view on the operation of markets. So, should we go? We're going to have a bit closer look.
Demonstrate, because it's got a little needle and only a little area to see, and sometimes trying to get the visualizer in there, but wearing those at the same time as demonstrating and talking about, then onto the monitor.
We were talking about in some of the other sessions about bring your own device and about creating learning resources. Well, if you're doing a demonstration in class and you film it with those glasses, and your learning resource is created, it's done. And you upload it, and you don't have to do it again and again and again, and the learners can do their own demonstrations, which you can all put, and then that's multiple years' resources each year just generated. So for £100 of glasses or whatever they are.
That's good. Of course, I got this because I can't afford Google Glass. I mean, people know about Google Glass?
No, I don't.
Somebody was mentioning
it. Well, Google Glass is basically like a computer in a pair of glasses, and it projects a screen onto the lens, so that it looks like it's about that far in front of you. So it does everything a computer can do, and it has a built-in camera as well. But, you know, this is 50 quid, whereas Google Glass is about £2,000. You know?
So what are those called?
Sunnycam.
We just bought five pairs, and you can buy them straight... sound like I'm doing an advert now. You can buy them straight off their website, but you get both sets of lenses, you get all the adapters.
As well.
Yeah, so clear see-through lenses. You get a memory card, you get the chargers, the USB cables and a manual and a little case. And they use them a lot in extreme sports and stuff like that to record skiing and skateboarding and stuff. So, I mean, I think we want to use them for construction, for hair and beauty, for catering, for sports, coaching and things like that, you know. Being able to evidence that sort of stuff. So.
It is. Yeah, I was thinking, wondering if it was like sunny as in sheer and sunny. That type of, see what the enemy's doing. That's good.
It's all inside as well over there. So they've taken all these down to rebuild it and just keep the structure up, I suppose. And I don't know whether they're planning to do that all around here as well. But this building here is the indoor markets as well, so you've got your fish market and you've got different meats and veg and stuff like that. So it's one of the things Doncaster is really well known for, I suppose, in the market.
Okay.